Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always contact me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1Alvin. Again, it's facebook.com/purposed1Alvin. Ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithh3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes, again, on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. Today, we are going to talk about sexual politics. Inspiration versus enablement. Sexual politics. Inspiration versus enablement. If you're new to or hearing this podcast for the first time, one of the categories that I cover and just, you know, my talks and in my overview of life on this podcast is sexual politics. What is sexual politics? Sexual politics is a way to describe the influential dynamics that happen between people who are sexually interacting with each other, because sex is such a very primal and powerful aspect of our lives. There's going to be people who wield a high level of influence because of sexuality, or the hope of obtaining sexuality. It's not necessarily a man or a woman thing, but it's where sexuality and psychology meet. And it could be used in positive ways, help inspire other people that you're sexually interacting with, or who's sexually interacting with you. Or it could be used as a very, very manipulative, sadistic, or however you want to call it. Anyway, these dynamics play heavily in on many different levels in our society, all the way from larger institutions all the way down to your personal relationships. And they help shape and mold people, and therefore cultures, and therefore societies. So that's why we cover here and there. I have an archive. If you go through the archive, you'll see many of the episodes that's themed around the topic of sexual politics here. It is not my original concept, of course. It's just a way to put words to a phenomena. And I got it from one of my highly esteemed mentors. But once you see it, you see it. And there's only two types of people that really don't like the discussion of this topic. The first one is people who are frankly blessed. They've never really had to experience this phenomenon on a negative level, or they've experienced it on a positive level, and they just think it's normal life, which is awesome. I love that. Love positive, powerful people who have good relationships, good sexual situations with the people that's around, and they are just winning. Love it. The other group of people are your psychopaths and your narcissists. And when you team that up with someone who is very sexually proficient, or psychologically sexually proficient to the people around them, yeah. You know, all those memes that they come out all over social media and things like that, and the whole discussion of toxic people in toxic relationships. Well, there you go. These are people, I would say, if not the sole reason, but they are definitely a bedrock, a foundation to the discussion of this, but that's okay. They serve a purpose in the ecosystem. They teach us who have these experiences with these people to have better boundaries for ourselves, strengthen ourselves, spot that kind of behavior, and learn how to cut them out effectively. Plus, you know, their reign of terror only lasts either as long as you allow it to in your life, or for what their reign is designed to last for. Or ironically, they can get out narcissized. Yeah, that's a made up word. Out narcissized by a narcissist that has their number. So, you know, it's all fair and it's fantastic. So anyway, that's it's a brief summary of that again. But what we're going to talk about today is inspiration versus enablement. And this comes out of, it doesn't matter so much for short-term situations, relationships, hookups, situationships, and like that, because at least one person already knows what's going on with that situation. This person arouses them. They want to see how this person feels to them sexually. You know, it's just like picking up a piece of food off of a buffet. It's they're here. I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. So not necessarily kind of focused on that, but I'm focused on more of the culture maintainers, more of the stabilized society side of things, and the longer term relationships, things like that. So what happens sometimes when you get into long distance relationship, you find out the differences in each personalities. You find out is what you may have discussed, observed about this person's lifestyle, a goal. Is it really congruent what they were saying or what they were trying to lead you to think and whatever and all that. You also find out the things that they don't really quite like about you, that they get frustrated with you about for being in that manner. And it becomes more evident when the frustration reaches a tipping point to where it's kind of evident in your mate's behavior. So you end up having a conversation with your lovely mate, and they start having conversations about things that can make things just a little bit better. For as you're around them, and that would help make them feel more fulfilled and more happy in the relationship and things like that. So what does the same person do? Same person tries to extend those things to that person and you know, enhance themselves, better themselves, or whatever. You need to be more attentive. You need to be more, I don't know, assertive, aggressive sexually. You need to be more present with me. Oh, you need to be more protective with me. All those things. So you do it. You enhance yourself. You strive for your best. You realize that many of these things that they're asking you to do would actually personally enhance your life. And lo and behold, you do. You get there. You go to those levels. And things change. Or things change maybe for a little bit while. Or maybe things don't change. So now you're back at the table again discussing or trying to figure out what can help enhance the connection that you have with this person. And, well, there's just another one little thing that you have to change up in order to do it. Also in the meantime, you've also discovered some things that this other person could probably work on or change that help enhance and create the reciprocation and flow for you better. Things that even they know, if they enhance, would make their own personal life better. Because it's not just about doing it for the other person. It's about doing it for the other person, doing it for yourself, and doing it for the connection, for the relationship. So you guys are constantly having these little negotiations about how to make the situation better, right? A whole bunch of words being thrown out and some actions being done on your side, but maybe not actions on their side. And all of the evolution and changing and growing that you've done, they're kind of just where they are. And so what happens? What happens? You spend all this time deliberately enhancing yourself, and also therefore desiring to become the inspiration to help bring them to their next level. And you don't get exactly what you thought you were going to get. You don't get a more enhanced person. You start to get more of a resentful person. But wait, hold on a second. I thought these changes were supposed to bring in a little bit more happiness and fulfillment for you. And therefore us, and we was going to win in this thing together, but this person keeps getting a little bit more distant, and they keep on finding things, and the next things that they find are smaller than the things that they found before about what you need to change and enhance in your life in order to make the situation more fulfilling. And it gets to a point to where it can go many different ways. Maybe you feel like you perfected yourself, but you're operating at such a high level that it's fatiguing. Because for whatever reason, you ain't got in your mind, you need to basically be a damn near a perfect person in order to be pleasing to this next to this person. So there's that, or oh, this is an interesting one. You do that, and all of a sudden, you start being seen or perceived or noticed by other people. And all that being noticed is definitely being noticed by the other person as well. So now, okay, so you enhance yourself, but now what? You're supposed to downplay what you've enhanced? What else can happen in that situation? Those are the two big two. Either fatigue or you get noticed more. Or the other person, now that, you know, you stepped your game up, the light of the mirror is being shined on them now about what can make this the flow of this relationship or the situation more satisfying, more fulfilling, more awesome. And they like, ooh, I don't like this. I don't like this. What's the word? Pressure that I'm getting in my life now because my mate just stepped up their game, and now it's time for me to step up my game. But I'm not quite ready to step up my game. Or ooh, I don't feel that there's anything really wrong with my game. Or where I am right now. I don't know what you're talking about. You's the only one that need the enhancement. Of course, they don't say this out loud, but the air of the attitude is palpable. And you know it. Or people who listen to me who have been through it, you know it. So what do you do? Your first goal was to strive to be inspiring. And now you've reached this point to where you got a good flow situation with your personal life and personal self-esteem and all that stuff. And yet nothing's really changing after discussions and all that. Well, could it be now that you're crossing over from the realm of inspiring to enablement? Now, enablement goes two ways, too. When you use the word enablement, it means to allow or to put in position to accomplish or complete something. You can positively enable people. That's what that kind of goes in hand with the inspiration. Inspiration is just basically helping them see things in a bigger light. Enablement is giving them the space to actually take their own personal actions to do and be that. But there's another enablement too in the drug dependency world or drug addiction world. Enablement means creating that environment, but it's in a negative way. It's for some type of behavior pattern or trait in which the person actually stagnates or destroys themselves. So I'm talking about that enablement. How do you know you've gone from a place to where you become an inspiration to just an enablement? Meaning like you firing on most, if not all, your cylinders, and you just, you're the MVP of the relationship, more or less. And the other person is just kind of playing the background, doing just enough to look like they're engaged in the relationship. Meanwhile, resenting you for being the awesome that they suggested you become. Once you get to that stage, you have a choice to make. In at least two of the cases, both of them will be painful choices. First choice is going to be the pain of continuing to endure that until a light bulb or something clicks in the other person to where they feel like the inspiration, it gives them that conviction and allows them to become more of what they need to become, for them to evolve for themselves and for the relationship, all that. And out of genuine care of what you think and feel about them in the situation. That may never happen, though. You may just have an ongoing situation where you're carrying the proverbial progressive weight of the relationship in order to have this person in your life. Are you ready for that? Do you feel you need to endure that? Are there signs of this carrying? Is it wreaking havoc on other things? Meaning, you know, your reputation, your job, career, your health, things like that. Only you know the time and the price to endure that. The other pain is to make that decision to let this person go. And if you let them go, that ironically may be the trigger point or turning point for them to enhance the things that they need to enhance, no longer to have a relationship with you, but to really be their best selves and to be prepared for the potential of the next mates that come along, or the next mate that comes along. And in that way, I think that letting go is still an act of love. It's still an act of care and concern. I think it's, you know, even on a higher level, because you've gone now from thinking about the enhancement of the person for the relationship in you and them, to simply caring enough to see them enhance themselves for themselves. And so that's what I'm talking about in inspiration versus enablement. And the underlying, you know, for the most part, the bedrock of most or many long-term relationships is not just the material security, but the sexual bond. The sexual bond and so when that bond starts to weaken, when there is no passion, there is no connection, it's just basically the roommates living amongst each other and getting things functional and done, with a hint of resentment and disrespect, ugh, you know. But people choose that path to keep a social image. And also a lack of seeing how they can make their lives function after a breakup, divorce, things like that. So that is what I wanted to share with you today. If you enhance yourself to be an inspiration, how long will you allow yourself to just be the only self-sustaining inspiration in the relationship, and enable the other person time and space to become who they feel they need to be, in order to be them better selves? Or at one point, do you cut it off because you still care for the person? On a certain level, you just realize the compatibility just will never get close enough. All right. Well, this has been another episode of Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.